Today is Monday, May 23rd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm always sighing at the beginning of this show. I need to stop sighing. It's almost like it's become my part of my intro. It's in the script. But I did, so there you go. What did I do? Today is Monday, so let's explore what I did over the weekend. Mark was away, so I know I told you guys that Mark was away. And looks like everything was approved. I told you this already, but it looks like everything was approved for his visa. And he was able to get his biometrics done and all that kind of stuff, so that was good. But he didn't return until Saturday, so I had a pretty quiet evening Friday night. I actually did not get fast food. I had leftover adobo chicken and ramen noodles for my dinner. And then I recorded Mix Minus with Daniel, and I believe... I want to say, no, we didn't. So I recorded Mix Minus with Daniel, and then, and that was it. Went to bed and didn't stay up exorbitantly late or anything like that. Went to bed at Mix Minus ends pretty late. I don't remember exactly what time it ended, but Mix Minus ends pretty late. And I was watching a show called Lincoln Lawyer. So I tried to finish like one episode of that, and I ended up falling asleep during the episode, and then I just went to bed. So nothing too wild or crazy or exciting or anything like that went on. And and then Saturday. So Saturday, I got up and... Oh, well, I mowed the lawn. So I wanted to mow the lawn Saturday. And then I got up, and I don't remember if it rained. I can't remember, but for some reason, I ended up not mowing the lawn on Saturday. I'm not really sure why. I had a list of things that I wanted to do. I needed to get the dishes cleaned up that I had left in the sink and, you know, make sure the house was presentable for Mark. I didn't really make a huge mess, but just, you know, make sure I straighten everything up and get everything the way that I wanted it to be. And I'm trying to remember what I did on Saturday, actually. I worked out. That's what I did. I got up. As soon as I got up, I worked out because I thought I'm going to get that out of the way. I'm going to work out. I'm going to, you know, clean the dishes. And then I was going to mow, I think. And then my mom messaged me and she said, "Hey, your stepdad needs some help moving the sander into his car." So he had like an industrial floor sander thing because they're working on their back patio. And I guess he was trying to get it, sand off some paint. They had painted the concrete at one point because their dog Shane likes to pee on the concrete for some reason. And so they thought, "Oh, we'll paint it with this, impermeable paint or whatever." And so they had painted it, but they're going to be tiling it. And so I guess he needed to sand it in order to, make it rough enough to tile on top of. I'm not really sure, but anyway. And I was trying to avoid people because my cruise is coming up and, you know, my luck, I get COVID, you know, the day before the cruise or something. And I'm not able to get on the cruise. It's not about, you know, I've had all the vaccines. I think I would survive. I don't think anything weird would happen. I don't think I would get long COVID. I mean, who knows, though? I mean, I guess I could. But I didn't really want to see people. But I struggle to say no to my parents. And so I was like, okay, fine, I'll come over. I didn't even tell them that. And then I thought, well, maybe I should wear my mask. But I couldn't convince myself to wear my mask because my mom, you know, the last time she mentioned a mask, she called it a Democrat mask. And I just, you know, it is what it is, basically. So, but I spent very little time. I went in, and he had already moved the sander to the garage. So I went in, I hugged my mom really quick, backed away from her because she's been down south taking care of, one of my aunts got a knee surgery. And so my mom had been down there helping her out. And I don't know exactly what day she got back, but she, you know, she's been traveling and seeing people. And the COVID cases are rising. And I'm like, I paid good money for that cruise. I want to go. And anyway, so I left as quickly as I could. They invited us to a movie, Mark and I, to a movie later. They were going to see Downton Abbey. But A, Mark and I have not watched any of Downton Abbey at all. And I don't know if you need to have seen the show to watch the movie, but, you know, it's not even something we're all that interested in. But also, again, I'm trying to stay awake. So I told them, I'm like, well, my cruise, I'm leaving on Wednesday. I'm trying to stay away from people. So we will not be joining you. And then I came home and I think it was either raining or I just didn't feel like mowing. I'm not really sure, but I thought, oh, I'll mow on Sunday. And it was just wet and it was wet and gray. And it's actually kind of chilly. It's in the 50s right now, which I don't know why we're having like a cold, you know, a cold front all of a sudden in May. But anyway, so I did not mow. I came back home. I don't really know what I did. I probably just straightened up some stuff. And then Mark's plane was arriving at 4:20, I think. Oh, I know what I did. So American Airlines had moved my flight. So I fly to Alaska, or I fly to Seattle on Wednesday. And that one is fine. Like, I fly to Seattle 6 in the evening or something like that. And then, you know, we're in Seattle for a couple of days, and then we'll get on the cruise ship on Friday. And so, and then the cruise is 7 days, so we'll 7 nights. So we'll end up back in Seattle on the next Friday. And then we're flying out of Seattle to come home on Saturday. And so, I had originally scheduled my flight for 1:30 in the afternoon to fly home. Because that gives me time to wake up, you know, check out from the hotel, get to the airport a couple of hours early, all that kind of stuff. Well, American Airlines changed it to 5:25 in the morning. And so there's no way. I did not want to do, there's no way I'm going to do a 5:25 in the morning flight if I can help it. So I called them. I was on hold for 45 minutes. Finally got someone on the line, and they were able to change it. I mean, long story short, too late. But the reason they had changed it is because I guess they canceled the 1:30 flight, but I had done first class. I used frequent flyer miles, which is probably stupid to use frequent flyer miles for first class, but I'm like, you know what? I never fly first class. I have a lot of frequent flyer miles. I'm just going to use them. Because if you don't use them, you lose them. And so I used them. Well, apparently, there were no other flights that had first class tickets available except the 5:25 a.m. So I told them, well, put me in economy. And so I was able to get like an 11:30 in the morning flight. So I took care of that. Then I picked up Mark. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.